You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, without further ado, let's bring in Cynthia Freeland. You see her all over the NFL Network. Cynthia.
Good morning. 4 days till the NFL draft.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'm scared to see. I know you have unlimited minutes on your cell phone, but if I didn't, the amount of money that I would have spent last week in regard to the amount of time I spent on the phone with current GMs, former GMs, scouts, agents, it would have cost me a fortune. I've done such a deep dive this week. I'm going to be on Daily Wager all day, every day this week, giving out prop bets, trying to help people win money watching this draft. So I feel that I feel like I'm pretty good and I'm pretty in the know, but I know you got your finger on the pulse of this draft better than most. So that's why I'm really thrilled to have you on this morning, Cynthia. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So let's try to help our listeners win this contest, okay? And I want to go 1 through 11 and then maybe touch on a few other teams that I'm questioning. But in agreement, Trevor Lawrence. In agreement, Zach Wilson, right? 1-2.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? At 3, I have them going Mac Jones. Who do you have them taking?
I have Justin Fields.
You have Justin Fields. Interesting, because here's what I'm hearing, that if it's not Mac Jones, then it's Trey Lance. It's not Justin Fields. So what makes you think it's Justin Fields, Cynthia?
Well, there's a couple things, but the first is, I think that the funny part about, like, Kyle Shanahan comes from more old school thinking, right? You know, he's legacy. He's a NFL kind of piece of history with his family. And I don't think they're going to tell us who they want, because the team right after them could want a quarterback too. And they don't want to make it easier for anyone else to figure out their quarterback situation that they could potentially be facing at any point in the future. So I don't think they're going to give us any clues. So that's why I think it's Justin Fields, just based on his skill set. I actually think Justin Fields, there's a lot of indicators that could be the most successful quarterback in this draft. I know that's a little crazy to say, but there are a lot of things he does really well. So if he's paired with the right team, that could be a pretty nasty combination. And that right team looks a lot like a team that, signed their left tackle and got a new center and really uses the run game well and has a couple weapons, like one named George Kittle. Just saying.
Okay, at 4, Atlanta. To me, Kyle Pitts is the best player in this draft. Like, I don't know how you pass on him.
I think they trade out, but I agree with you on Kyle Pitts. I have Kyle Pitts rated like in a neutral kind of, I make a model that is just like, who's most likely to become all pro, right? And number one over any quarterback in this draft is Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. If I'm
so
a general manager,
he's the best if you're going to pick there.
If I'm a general manager, Cynthia, I want Kyle Pitts. Like if I'm the Jets, I'm drafting Kyle Pitts, and then I'm going to try to trade back up into a reasonable spot from that 23 and go get another quarterback other than Zach Wilson. That's what I'm doing. But again, Joe Douglas gets the big money.
I like that.
Right. Thank you.
Unfortunately, the other people don't play like that, because they would extort you knowing you need a quarterback. So unfortunately, they would, because the strategy would be revealing your strategy. So unfortunately, that's why it wouldn't play out in real life. But I love the thought.
The Bengals. I've got them taking Penei Sewell. I've spoken to a few scouts who don't really feel that Penei Sewell is the best lineman in this draft. There's a lot of love for Vera Tucker right now. That's what I'm hearing. But nonetheless, I do believe the Bengals take Penei Sewell.
Rashawn Slater to me is the best tackle in this draft. But I think Penei Sewell will be who they pick.
Miami Dolphins. Ja'Marr Chase drops to them.
Yeah, well, in my scenario, I have the Falcons trading away and someone else needs a quarterback coming up. So I don't know. I don't know if it's either Chase or it's Kyle Pitts. If Kyle Pitts were still around, I don't think he gets past Miami.
I think if Kyle Pitts drops to the Dolphins at 6, like, that's just dumb. It's ridiculous. To me, that's just I can't. What? The Detroit Lions. I'm hearing a variety of things. I'm hearing that they could potentially trade. I have them taking Smith.
Yeah, I like Smith. I wouldn't wish that fate on that poor child. So I hope they trade and really address their defense. But I'm with you. I think Devontae Smith, actually, that's where I marked him, like in my last mock draft too, because I don't think Chase is available. I don't think Pitts is available. I do think Smith is.
Carolina Panthers, I'm hearing, even though they traded for Sam Darnold, I'm hearing they're in the market for a quarterback. I think they take Trey Lance at 8.
I think they do the smart thing and take Rashawn Slater.
Okay, that's fair. The Denver Broncos, I've got a big question mark here. Like, this is the one I don't like. Drew Locke's been working with Peyton. I hear that they want to give Drew Locke another year. Could they trade out of there? I think I've got them taking Slater here. I've got Slater going here. Slater's already off your board. Think, so who do you have Denver taking?
I think that's the Trey Lance pick, because I would like Trey Lance to go to Washington. I like the fit better there, but I think Trey Lance ends up, I think in this scenario we painted, I think that that's a good one for him to be able to sit for at least a little bit, to be able to figure it out. And the strategy for Trey Lance would be to see how long it takes him to develop. I don't love it, but I think that's what might happen. I don't think he gets out of 10. I actually think we see quarterback 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dallas Cowboys, I think Surtain drops to them and they've got to be praising God.
Yeah, I think they take Surtain, and that's why I think you heard Jerry Jones say that, you know, he's not trading or whatever, and I don't know. And I think it's funny, he said things about visions of sugar plums.
I know.
He's a funny man.
Now, this is where it really gets interesting.
I think they get Surtain.
This is where it really gets interesting for the Giants, because in your draft, you still have Mac Jones on the board, right? You don't have Mac Jones going yet, right? So for you, is this where the Patriots, because I hear the Patriots are in love with Mac Jones, is this where the Patriots trade up with Joe Judge and go get Mac Jones at 11? I've got the Giants taking J.C. Horn.
Ooh, I think they should take J.C. Horn. I like that pick a lot.
I know.
I definitely think they should go defense, but I think they're thinking like, all right, let's make everything so that Daniel Jones has opportunity to succeed. So I think that, I think they go with Jalen Waddle there.
So you think they go Waddle over J.C. Horn? Interesting.
Unfortunately, I like J.C. Horn better.
Yeah.
Better fit. But I think that their strategy is, let's give Daniel Jones they're doing everything they can to make Daniel Jones succeed. That it seems like that's the strategy. So I think, you know, yeah, I know they got Kenny Galladay. I got it. I'm aware. But also, and I know they have, like, you know, Kyle Rudolph is there. I get it. But there's not enough pass catchers, I don't think.
Kyle Rudolph's got a bad foot. He's got a bad foot. Don't put a lot of stock in Kyle Rudolph. He'll be lucky if that foot stays healthy.
You know, I'm just saying that they've spent money on it. I'm not certain.
Yeah.
You know,
I hear you.
Yeah. Not necessarily how it works out, you know.
Again, Cynthia Freeland joining us. You can see her all over the NFL Network, and this week is going to be bananas for me, and I'm sure especially for her as well, so make sure you tune in. I'm going to throw out a few names out there before I let you go, names that have surfaced, names that might be surprising for folks who do watch the first round on Thursday, okay? So I'm going to throw out a few things that I've heard, and you either say, yes, I'm hearing the same thing, yes, I agree, or no, and shoot it down, okay? I mentioned it just a second ago. There's a lot of love for Vera Tucker. He's moving up the boards. I've spoken to a few scouts and general managers who feel that he's the best offensive lineman in this draft. Also, I'm hearing that he does not get past the Chargers at 13.
I think you're probably right. I think definitely not going to fall into the 20s. But I don't know. I don't know what happens with that 13 situation, because if some quarterbacks are available, there could be some switching around. So the actual number, I'm not sure of, because I think we'll see some trades. So I agree with you. It doesn't get past the Chargers wherever they end up picking.
There's two other offensive linemen that have surfaced here that I do believe are going to go in the first round. And it might be very surprising. One is Liam Eckenberg from Notre Dame. I hear that he is the most technically sound lineman. And from what I understand, the Patriots really like him a lot. And also Dickerson from Alabama. I had two scouts tell me that they feel Dickerson is the best offensive lineman in this draft. Do you feel both these O linemen will go in the first round, Cynthia?
I do not. I do not think either one goes in the first round. I think they go in the second round, but I do not think that they go in the first round.
Another guy that's moving up the board that I hear that people love and will not get past Tennessee at 22. Is defensive tackle, Barrymore, 320 pounds and just an absolute beast of an athlete. So Barrymore will not get past Tennessee at 22. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're, I don't know what number, but he's a first rounder. I think Tennessee's probably a good landing spot. I don't think for sure he's not getting past the Bills if that somehow happens. This is a really light top end of the defensive tackle class. So people could switch around numbers wise for him, but I think absolutely first round in the 20s.
A name that's going to surprise a lot of people, and for whatever reason, the Raiders do this each and every time, but I have them selecting safety Richie Grant from UCF with the number 17 pick overall. A lot of people feel that Richie Grant is the best safety, more so than Mohrig in this draft. Raiders are trying to tell people to please be quiet. Don't talk about him that much. I'm talking about him with you right now. Can you see that happening?
If the Raiders don't take an offensive lineman, they're losing their mind. So, I don't know. They put out all this fake stuff. I heard them say that they want to maybe look at a quarterback level. Like, they need their whole O-line left. They left. So, they need to take an O-lineman at 17. And if they don't, then it's crazy. But they do crazy things. So, I'm not hearing that, but I'm not. None of that surprised me. Take, like, some of the draft people that you've heard of, put it in a hat, shake it around, pick one out. That's who they pick.
I'm hearing the Miami Dolphins are in love with Holland. Safety from Oregon. Not saying that they're going to take him at 18, but do expect Holland to be a part of the Miami Dolphins roster at some point.
The Dolphins can pick later. I mean, they've got, what, 4 picks in 50? So in the top 50, sure, why not?
I love Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle. I think he's going to be a steal in the first round. Thoughts?
He's going to be a first rounder for sure, and I love his picture with his rec specs on. It's my favorite.
I love him, man. I think he's a beast. I really do. I love him. I'm hearing the Washington team loves linebacker Jamin Davis from Kentucky.
Oh, little Jamin Davis. I love Jamin Davis, too. I don't think he gets out of the first round. I don't know if it'll be Washington, but it could easily be Washington. But for whatever reason, people love Jamin Davis, like love. And I'm like, oh, Kentucky, we're good.
Yeah, I think he's going to go. He's moving up. I think he's going to go a lot sooner than what most people think. Kadarius Toney getting a lot of love. Could go to the Bears at 20.
Oh, Jesus. And Bears fans would lose their minds yet again.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good pick. I like Kadarius Toney. He has great tape on photo. He's interesting because 20 is too rich for my blood, but that's just because – for me, he's probably somewhere in the 40s, which means second round. So it's no knock on him. It's just he's no Jamar Chase. He's no Devontae Smith. He's no Jalen Waddle. There's a drop off after those three for me, even though this is a deep wide receiver class for sure.
Going to throw out a name most people probably haven't heard of, and that's inside linebacker Peter Werner. I'm hearing the Cleveland Browns are in love with him.
Listen, if it doesn't get more Ohio than Pete Werner, I don't know what does. Like, go watch his Ohio State film. He's a mutter, right? Like I know he plays linebacker and he's just not super fast. So it's interesting to watch him. He has a lot of plays that are like, oh, that's a solid football play. He's not jumping off the film as like the best guy on the planet, but he's solid against the run. He's solid against coverage. He's got a lot of upside. And of course, anyone who plays in that Ohio State system, they have a shorter learning curve because they have more pro looks than other teams. So I like him a lot, but good old Pete. Who doesn't want to play football?
Good old Pete Werner. Two last ones for you before we let you go. One is, one of my favorite players in this draft is Boogie Basham. I love this guy. Cynthia, I love him. I will not be mad at somebody who trades back into the... You know what? You know what chances are? Freaking Tampa Bay Bucks going to draft him at 32.
Yes, why not? I mean, I haven't been hearing that, but I love him. But you know who else?
I love him.
It's a good one. You know who every scout has told me is their favorite player? Like, I do, like, my informal poll, and I talk, who's your favorite one you talked to, right? Who got more cred? Just if you look to see Javonte Williams, the running back out of UNC, everybody loves him. Like, every team is absolutely, they're like, this kid's the best, blah, blah, blah. I do analytics, right? And he sort of self-deprecating. I know analytics people like devalue running backs. Like, he's like, I don't care. I just want to play. He's like,
Do you think he'll go in the first round? Do you think he'll go above Harris and ATN?
No, he'll go on Friday.
Yeah, he'll go later. And last one.
Be happy.
Last one for you. We saw the trade go down with the Ravens. Now they get another pick in the bottom of the first round. So now they're sitting with a 31st pick as well as the 27th. We know what they did. They traded back in the bottom of the round to get Lamar Jackson just so they can secure another year on that rookie deal. I'm hearing that we might see that happen with either Mills or Mond. If I'm a general manager and I like Mond more than I like Mills, I might consider doing that. over under 5.5 quarterbacks going in the first round. Do you see a team trading back into the bottom of the first round to draft Mond to get that extra year on his rookie deal, Cynthia?
I think we see more than, oh God, I just hate it. Like, I hate that so much. It's so mean because Lamar has been an MVP. So it is smart for a team to trade back in because you do get that extra year on the rookie deal. So I think that it will happen. I don't know if it's the Ravens. They might trade down and pick up some extra picks. They have some needs that are kind of sneaky. And now that they definitely need a right tackle, they needed one before. And their guard situation on the right, replacing Marshall Yanda, didn't go so well last year. So they've got something that they need a wide receiver. And they probably, like, it seems like an edge rusher will be available at 20 that they might like, or at 31. So I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not saying that the Ravens draft a quarterback. I'm saying they've got two picks. I'm saying they've got those two picks at the end of the first round. Could they be the trading partner for a team that's going to come in and do what they did with Lamar Jackson and get back into the bottom of the first round and get Mond or Mills? I can see that happening. I'm going over 5.5 quarterbacks.
It'll probably happen, but neither one of those quarterbacks to me are worth a first round pick. And they're very, very, like, very hard to substantiate a first round pick for either one of those.
Cynthia, always great having you on, my friend. God bless. Enjoy this week. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be a ton of fun. And we'll talk to you soon.
Can't wait to watch you on Daily Wager all week long. So much fun.
Thank you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.